Boo!
Ah!
Gotcha. Everyone out there listening, I got you too. So how about that new Marvel flick?
Which one?
Any of them.
Probably pretty good.
Doubt it.
What are you talking about? Everybody likes superhero movies.
I don't. I think we need to stop making superhero movies to clear some space up in Hollywood for the important stuff.
Forever?
Let's say we put a moratorium on superheroes for 5 years.
I can get behind that.
Good.
Every superhero movie or like?
Yeah.
Just the bad one.
I'm not going to discriminate. They're all banned.
What about Deadpool?
Banned.
Batman.
Banned. Banned man.
Wonder Woman?
Banned.
Wolverine.
Banned.
Superman.
Banned. Super banned.
My Little Pony.
That's not a superhero movie or TV show, Ryan.
I disagree. Ugh. But we'll move on.
Going by the traditional definitions of what a superhero movie or TV show is not banned.
All right. All right. Arrow.
Banned.
Black Panther.
Banned.
Really? You're going to ban Black Panther?
I said I can't discriminate. The good ones and the bad ones. I don't have control over these decisions.
Wait, no, but you literally do.
Yeah, I do. And it's banned.
All right.
Look, I'm not doing this because it makes me feel good. Like, I have to ban some of my favorite superhero movies, too.
Yeah, like what?
Like, Megamind is banned.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The thing is, we have to get rid of all these superhero movies to make room for the important stuff.
Like what?
Like monster movies.
It was a monster movie.
That was very good.
Thank you.
Welcome to Bigfoot and Bob. I'm your host, Bigfoot, a.k.a. Layla.
And I'm Ryan Brown, your co-host.
A.k.a. Bob.
Your co-host with the most.
Co-host with the co-most.
So I was rewatching Groundhog Day the other day because it was Groundhog Day, and I love that movie. And I realized that it's kind of terrifying.
Aren't all hogs groundhogs?
Except the one on that Pink Floyd album cover.
Never heard of him.
His name is Chad, and he's quite nice.
Why are you scared of groundhogs?
I'm not scared of groundhogs. I'm terrified of being Groundhog Day'd.
Grounded. Hog Day.
Grounded Hog Day.
When I was a kid, I was afraid of getting grounded Hog Day by my parents.
I think it's grounds hog, like courts martial.
Boy, we are bad at pluralizing. Fuck. Oh my God, it's getting into my brain. I have a parasite that makes me not say words so good.
Yep. You have a doctor's note and everything.
A doctor's notes.
A doctor's note. Stop it.
So, wait. Why are you scared of Bill Murray?
Okay, so by all conservative estimates, he spent over 12,000 days in that one day.
And it shows.
And that, yeah, he's not looking. And that scares the crap out of me. That would be my own personal horror movie. Because, like, the first couple days would be terrifying. And the next couple days would be kind of fun. And then the next 1,000 days would be awful.
And then I sleep through the rest.
And then I think it might come back around and be fun again for a little bit, but then the rest would be fucking horrible. I don't know how he ended up doing the things he had to do to get out of the loop, but I would, by that point, have lost all motivation to do anything ever again.
I think it would be kind of fun for me for quite a long time, if not 1,000 years.
I think it would be literally hell.
I don't know, like, depending on whether what's its town.
Punxsutawney.
Mulligatawney.
Yep.
Had a good library. Like, and then, fuck, no, never mind, I'd hate it.
Yeah, it would be really bad, right? No, you think about it for more than like 10 seconds and it gets really fucking awful. Believe me, I've thought about it for way more than that.
But the thing is, they just made a horror movie with kind of the same premise. Like, I don't remember the name of it, but I saw a trailer for it a little bit ago, and it's a girl who wakes up every morning.
And Death Day.
Is that really
it's her birthday and she dies every day and she's got to figure out how to not die. I guess there's probably a scene where she dies the same way over and over.
I don't know, but Death Day?
Yeah.
That's the real horror part of the movie.
It's a horrible movie.
We can't judge. We haven't seen it. Oh, no, wait. That's what we're here for.
They am literally going to judge it without seeing it.
I don't know. As far as movies that aren't supposed to be horror movies but are genuinely horrifying, I think Groundhog Day is a pretty good example, but there are a lot more than that that we could delve into here.
Like what?
Well,
astound me.
Well, we've got your basic, easy ones, the real gimmies.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, yeah, yes.
He's basically serial killing those children.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Through negligence, but still.
Well, what is...
I guess it could be on purpose. Maybe he's got like a...
I know what the answer to this question is in the books, but in the movie, does he ever say what he feeds the Oompa Loompas? Maybe it's kids.
Oh, Jesus. It could be. Could be.
Oompa Loompa Doompa Dee Dum. Oh, I was going to try and rhyme it with yummy, yum, yum.
Oh, Jesus. Get in my mouth. Yum, yummy, yum, yum.
We are not good at this. I guess that's why we're not Oompa Loompas. Also, yep. That and I'd rather not eat kids if, you know, given a choice.
Not canon, though. That's not canon. You did just come up with
Well, no, just because I came up with the idea for the Oompa Loompas doesn't mean that, like, it's for me. Stephen King wrote Christine, and he doesn't go around running people over. Quite the opposite.
Have you met Stephen King's car? You don't know.
No, Ryan, I've never met Stephen King's car. I'm sure it's a lovely vehicle.
All right, all right.
What other movies can we think of that are super scary but weren't supposed to be? Wait, I've got one. Stuart fucking Little.
Oh, man. Yeah, all the Stuart Littles of the world can go fuck themselves.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Sorry, I mean Stuart's Little.
No, 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 no.
I mean, all of those...
You mean mice? Are you talking about mice?
I'm talking about 90s, early 2000s comedy movies that just came off through creative use of CG. Absolutely unwatchable.
Oh, I guess. I was more talking about, like, the idea of, like, a human woman giving birth to a tiny mouse and then it being completely sentient and raising it in their family.
I think it'd be a lot more horrific cerebrally if a mama mouse gave birth to a human child.
Oh, poor mama mouse!
That would be maybe a little more messed up.
Well, hold on.
I'm talking about movies
Wait. In the Stuart Little movie, I don't think she gave birth to him. I think they adopted him from an orphanage, which is also pretty horrific.
You know, Nathan Lane also wasted himself on this crap film. Spent the whole time trying to eat Stuart.
Oh, God. Maybe he just hates mice like you.
I don't hate mice. I hate bad CG.
But
did you see the Polar Express? Tom Hanks, dead in the eyes.
No, I didn't see it because of dead Tom Hanks' eyes. But what I'm saying is before we get people jumping all up and down our asses, I read the original Stuart Little books and she does push a mouse out through her vagina, which, to be fair, probably
a lot easier than the normal, yeah.
You get 50 of those little bastards out.
Although it's like the beach, you'd be picking little hairs out for weeks.
Ryan, mice are naked when they're born.
Yep, that's correct. Yep, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry.
Not just
sorry, I didn't think to apply the normal rules of mammalian birth to this situation.
Not like you're firing pom-poms out of there.
Ryan, don't be ridiculous. Mice are naked when they're born of a human woman. No,
wait,
but I'm talking about, okay.
Wait, I got a joke. Emasculate conception.
Oh, come on.
Go on. Say your piece.
No, that was good. I've got a case in point for the bad CG argument, and it is Son of the Mask.
Uncanny Valley.
Specifically the baby. How sometimes it was a live action baby, sometimes it was a CG baby. You know, for example, when it was dancing or running across the ceiling. And sometimes it was sort of a hybrid where they'd film the baby and then CG the mouth to be moving. Because it spoke.
Yeah.
The baby, yes.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't had to think about that movie for a while.
And the dog puts on the mask.
Yeah.
Mask. Yeah, it's really just all together. And Alan Cumming is Loki. You are such a child.
Sorry. Love y'all and coming. Wait. Okay. Question.
Answer.
If you had to give birth to either the creepy CGI baby from Son of the Mask or the Eraserhead baby.
What? Oh, God.
Which one would you?
I gotta go with Stuart Little on that one.
He wasn't an option.
But I'm doing it anyway. Okay. CG baby from Son of the Mask.
Yeah.
Because it might be more of a trial, but at the end you have an arguably human baby.
And Jim Carrey, possibly.
Jim Carrey was not in Son of the Mask.
I've given away my hand. I never saw it.
The dad in Son of the Mask is played by Jamie Kennedy. And he's not great in it.
Well, if there's no Jim Carrey, then I'm going to go with Eraserhead Baby.
Okay.
It doesn't do anything. It doesn't run around on the ceiling.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. That's valid.
It's nasty, but it's, you know, manageable.
And that's what all parents hope for.
Nasty but manageable.
That's the best you can do.
But probably out of them, Stuart Little would be the best choice because it's just like, pew, did I get birth? All right, nice.
Also, was it, mice also are born in litters?
Yeah.
What happens to the other Stuart's Little?
All other Stuart's Littles is, well.
Stuart's Little.
He does have two human parents. Mm-hmm. So, again.
And you were the one who was arguing the semantics of mouse birth.
Okay, fine. Maybe she did that mouse mother thing and ate the rest.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, okay.
It's canon.
Moving on.
Cut, print.
Our planned topic for today is internet content creator extraordinaire Bogleech.
Aw, yeah.
One of my longtime faves. His name isn't actually Bogleech. Duh, but I kind of wish it was, because how cool would that be?
You get it changed.
But that's like effort, money, not enough leeches. Anyway, this guy, this Bogleech, does some really fucking cool stuff on the internet.
Yeah, he makes a lot of really cool stuff. The first stuff I saw from him was his Pokemon reviews.
Of course. I know I sent you like one of the Pokemon that you had actually heard of before?
Yes. I know every Gen 1 Pokemon and about 3 Pokemon from all the other generations put together.
You don't know every Gen 1 Pokemon because I think I showed you a picture of a Persian and you called it a Meowlith.
That was a joke. That was intentional.
Sure. Sure, buddy.
What, you want to quiz me?
How do I quiz you? We don't have like flashcards or anything.
I don't know. Didn't think that one through. He's also making his own pen and paper role-playing game called Mortisheen.
And this is my favorite, guys. Okay? See, I am not usually one for games. I get frustrated and impatient and angry and competitive, and I don't like it. I don't like playing games with people. The only exception is D&D, and whenever Mortisheen is ready to play, and I can get my little hands on it, it's going to be Mortisheen, because holy shit, you guys, this universe of this sort of toxic, strange, creepy city sprawling over unimaginable miles filled with all these incredible creatures that's like Pokemon but dialed up to 12.
Mm.
Ryan, what's your favorite Mortisheen monster?
Gotta go with the Shmeep, because I loves me to eat.
The Shmeep, also known as the Sugar Slug, is a critter that you can just eat. And it'll regenerate from the tiniest amount of matter.
And it loves getting eaten.
And it's cute as hell, and it's just a little buddy. And I'm pretty sure it's inspired by the Shmoo, which is from an old Lil Abner comic, which is a creature that if you look at it with a hungry look in your eyes, it gets so fucking happy about the idea of being eaten that it keels over and dies.
Wow.
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
Oh, it's good. Look up the Shmoo, everybody, after you have gone and checked out Mortisheen and picked out your monster team.
Yeah, if you go to bogleech.com, you can see all the stuff that he does. So there's Mortisheen, there's the Pokemon stuff.
There's Awful Hospital.
Awful Hospital is an excellent webcomic.
Such a good webcomic. You've got your protagonist, who's a green lady whose name we don't find out for a while. And I'm not going to give too many spoilers in here because it's just really excellent and I want everyone to dive in. Oh, but there are some good characters. My favorite is Bloodstain.
What can you tell folks about the art style or the writing style that might relate to webcomics they've seen?
Well, it's not a whole lot like any other webcomics that I've seen. I guess that some parts of it are comparable to Homestuck a little bit.
That's a volatile statement to make about anything.
But just the, you know, text-based adventure type.
Right, right, yeah.
By the way, Bogleach is a fucking good artist. I mean, that sounds like damning him with faint praise. But seriously, go check out his stuff. He's got some phenomenal art. He's even got an Etsy. And will you buy me the little pin for the Mothman? Because it's so cute.
Sure,
a little
yeah.
enamel Mothman pin, guys.
I want, coming soon, is he redrew Goofy with realistic dog teeth.
Oh
so good. Oh. I want one of those.
to put where?
To put on a hat or a tie. I want to use it as a tie pin.
Good. I'm glad for you. Yep. I'm going to put my little Mothman guy on my dog lanyard.
This is really good radio.
Yeah, shit. Hey, guys, did you know about my dog lanyard where I put all my pins? Fuck. Yeah, Bogleach is a really excellent dude. He makes good stuff. I think a good jumping off point is actually the Pokemon reviews, because we all know and love Pokemon. He's reviewed every single Pokemon and more, and if you go check them out, I've actually read through the entire thing once or twice when I was homesick. I was just like, all right, let's do this.
When you were homestuck.
Eat my asshole.
We did that last episode. We're done with that.
Okay, fine. But once you do that, I really need everyone to go pick out their favorite Mortishine monster. But it's not all just Awful Hospital and Mortishine and Pokemon reviews. There's also a shit ton of really excellent articles. He did a couple on Animorphs, which, as we know, is one of my favorites. And he really goes into the horrific aspects of it in a way that is delightful to me. And some of the scary alien biology that I mentioned in our last episode. There are also, he curates, I guess you could say, some creepypastas from across the internet. And while I still maintain that I have never read a creepypasta that gave me any kind of emotional reaction other than, eh, that's probably because I haven't read the creepypastas on bogleach.com. I've read them on the creepypasta Reddit. So who knows? There might be some good shit.
Yeah, definitely worth checking out. I'm not a huge fan of creepypasta myself.
Could be the name.
I think it's more, so many of the stories have this tone of reality to them where I feel mm-hmm. the whole time like I'm playing the game with the author
yeah.
where we're both pretending that we don't know that this is a story.
Which gets a little old.
Mm-hmm. But that being said, there have been a couple that have gotten to me and I'm bad with titles, so I can't tell you what they are.
Well, hey, listeners, how about the creepypasta challenge? Try and find something that'll scare the shit out of me and then link me to it on Twitter.
Oh my God. If you can do that, props to you.
Do it. I dare you. And on the internet, that's legally binding.
That is a legal dare. Yeah.
But don't like mail shit to my house either. Like a manuscript of a creepypasta on my doorstep covered in blood.
Oh, basically, but don't turn her life into a creepypasta.
Unless you have to scare me.
Oh,
if that's
no.
what it takes.
Oh, no. No, I share a house with you.
Dedication is...
We don't... No, you can't... You could... If it was just you, fine. But I don't
dare
want...
dare you.
No, I don't want some fucking purge shit going down.
It's the purge 24/7 over here in the Layla Creepypasta Challenge, motherfuckers.
Oh, beans. I started following Bogleach's blog.
Bogleach.
Bogleach. No.
Is it Bogleach?
No, it's not. It's bogleach.tumblr.com.
Oh, right. I follow him, too.
I really like reading his comments on biology, and people like to send him weird, monstrous things that actually exist on Earth, and that's
oh,
pretty cool.
Oh, like the funguses. I love his funguses. I was never into funguses until I got into Bogleach's website, and now I'm super into funguses.
And until you get together with me, because I'm a fun guy.
I've been saying funguses on purpose. And
I
you
know.
Just you just fucking
I ruined
spoiled it.
I just ruined it.
Damn you.
Also, he's into Star Wars. Star Wars was a part of his childhood, just like me, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, yeah. And that's all there is to say about Bogleach, the human being who exists and has a complicated mind and heart and soul.
Yep, that's what we from A to Z.
Fucking summed it up.
Oh, hey guys, I wanted to let you know. We actually do have a sponsor this week.
Our first sponsor.
I know. 2 weeks ago on the episode, I called the shot, and sure enough, today's episode is brought to you by Audible. Audible has over 180,000 titles to choose from. It works on iPhone, Android, Kindle, MP3 players, stuff like that. And they want to give our listeners a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial to give you the chance to check out their service. Layla, you are more of the book nerd of the two of us. Have you been listening to any good audiobooks lately?
Yes, I have. One of my favorite books I just recently discovered there is an audiobook of, and for all our listeners, I think you would greatly enjoy Anno Dracula by Kim Newman. That's on Audible. You can go pick it up. It's quite long, so, you know, it'll keep you occupied in the car while you're gardening, while you're doing the dishes, while you're shaking in a corner, curled up in the fetal position, overcome with dread by the spookiness of our episodes.
Yeah, we are pretty spooky. And you can get it for free with the trial.
Yeah.
They give you a free book, which is pretty cool. To download that audiobook, go to audibletrial.com/Bigfoot. That's audibletrial.com/Bigfoot and pick up a free audiobook.
Hell yeah.
I think that's going to do it for us today on Bigfoot and Bob. Thank you so much for joining us. And for any new listeners, go ahead and subscribe to us. We are in Apple Podcasts. We are in Stitcher, anywhere you can get podcasts. But you probably already know that if you're listening to this.
If you don't subscribe and leave a review, you actually don't exist to us. You're not a real human being. So think about that and maybe try existing a little harder.
Yeah, nobody wants to be a cryptid.
Nobody. Well, no, don't say that to our listeners because everyone wants to be a cryptid.
Damn it. The point is, if you like the show, go ahead and rate and review on iTunes. That helps us out really, really, really.
A lot.
Really a lot.
Really a lot, you guys.
Really, really, really a lot. You can get in touch with us on Twitter at Bigfoot and Bob, or you can email us if you have any questions, suggestions for future show topics, anything like that. We are bigfootandbob@gmail.com.
Yeah, and also, as long as we're promoting ourselves, let's give Bogleach a little bit of a boost here and say go to his Patreon and fucking give him some money because you get some actual really, really cool shit for donating.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He posts in-progress artwork and you can get a cool look sort of behind the scenes of Mortisheen and some of his other projects.
Early content, bonus content.
I'm pretty sure that's patreon.com/awfulhospital.
Yeah, but go to his website. It's all there. It's a very cool, very well set up website with a lot of neato art. And tweet at us telling us what your favorite Mortisheen monster is because I want to know. And to get you started off, my favorite is Pathacary. It's this guy who looks kind of like a mushroom, and he's real neat, and he can create different chemical substances within his own body. And
that is killer.
You know the mushroom guy that I drew a picture of that I showed you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, check him out, bogleach.com.
Also, if you can think of any more movies that scared the shit out of you as a kid that weren't supposed to, send those on in, too, because I want to know.
Yeah, definitely.
As long as it's not about David Bowie's crotch, because we were all there and we all know and it's been done to death.
Fair enough. In any case, we'll be back at you next week.
I'm Layla.
And I'm Ryan.
And the truth is in here.
Audible.
I really hope they weren't one of the people you told to suck your butthole.